The Chinese government has issued a new call for a, quote, turnaround on the Korean Peninsula. And at the same time, South Korea is pleading with the North to return to the bargaining table. We get the details from CRI's Li Jing.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei says all parties concerned should not make any moves to further escalate the situation.
The Chinese side believes that despite changes in the situation, we have to stick to resolving the Korean Peninsula nuclear issue through dialogue and consultation, push for improvement in relations between the parties concerned, and focus on maintaining peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula.
The Foreign Ministry statement notes the international community has shown great concern in connection with what's happening on the Korean Peninsula. The Chinese side is reissuing its call for a restart of the six-party talks, despite both North Korea and the United States rejecting the format. Meanwhile, South Korean workers continue to return across the border from the joint Kaesong Industrial Park, where Pyongyang has pulled out all 54,000 workers. This has effectively shut down all operations at the cross-border facility. South Korean Unification Minister Liu Kyu-jae.
We should discuss ways of normalizing the industrial park through dialogue. We hope North Korean authorities come to the negotiation table to discuss issues that North Korea wants to bring up.
The North Korean government has gone on record saying it's considering shutting down Kaesong completely, citing continued confrontation from South Korea.
It is needless to say that Kaesong Industrial Zone can no longer exist if Park Geun-hye's regime stands to confront North Korea as well.
Meanwhile, Chinese missile expert Song Zhongping says North Korean missile capabilities are posing a tangible threat to U.S. military bases in South Korea and Japan. However, Song says the North still has technical difficulties it has to overcome.
The short-range missile is North Korea's main weapon. Even though the North has acquired the technology for medium and long-range missiles, it has not conducted large-scale tests. North Korea also has technical difficulties in its missile loading systems, which is a very complicated technological aspect of ballistic missiles. It is a big challenge for North Korea.
Both South Korea and Japan have deployed anti-missile systems to counter any missile threat from North Korea. The South Korean government has said this week there is a very high probability that North Korea, after weeks of threatening war, will test launch a medium-range missile very soon as a show of strength. For CRI, this is Li Jing.